Hi, welcome to episode 2 of Tyler Talks. In this episode, I'll be sharing with you the 5 things I've done to start my low waste and minimalist journey. So, I've finally found my niche, which is great. I feel like the main episodes are going to be about low waste sustainability. Well, the whole idea I have is to be like a sustainable adult. So, all things to do with the journey to adulthood. But I say sustainable adult because I don't just want to be running myself ragged in these next couple of years trying to get this like perfect lifestyle, get there and either peak too soon and it all go to shit, or just not be sustainable. So not only my consumption habits, how I feel within myself, so just all the time making sure like I'm there for me and what I'm doing, I can maintain in all aspects of my life. So mental health, diet and exercise, consumption. I think they're the main 3 areas. Career, oh God, career. Just everything, relationships. And that's just what we're going to be sharing here. So I've made a list of 5 things that I've started doing to get me started on my low waste and minimalism journey, and I'm going to start getting into that list now. But a bit of background: for the past 2 weeks I've been wanting to do a wardrobe clear out, and it happens quite often where I go through periods of time and I just want to clear out my wardrobe. And anyone who knows me knows I actually don't have that many clothes. So for me to be saying this, you'd be thinking, oh, there must be stuff everywhere. Like, there's not. I probably only have about 50 items of clothing. Then I've got gym wear, pyjamas and stuff like that. But for actual clothing, definitely only about 50 pieces. Oh, sorry about that yawn. This is a one take podcast. So there will be coughs, sneezes and yawns in it. Don't like it. I mean, I think it's going to be like part of my USP. I mean, I'm going to sell it as that. But anyway, this clothing. So, yeah, I do it all the time. And whenever I go back to my nana's, she's like, what have you done now? You've got no clothes. I'm like, I know. But the thing is with me, when I do get rid of clothes, I used to buy them back. I used to buy really similar things or just a load of trash back. But now that my mindset's changed over the past year when I've been doing it, I've been throwing out my clothes and I've not had the money to get new ones again. So I've known that anything I'm getting rid of, I am not getting back. So this clear out I've just done. Actually, that's one of the points. So I'll get into that later. But yeah, that's what's sparked me into exploring low waste. Minimalism is where I started because I just like having a few things. And I am a messy person. So the idea of having nothing, meaning I can make no mess, was ideal. That's where I started with minimalism, and as I've done more research, watched more YouTube videos, watched the minimalist documentary on Netflix, like all this stuff and all the mindset behind it, it's really appealed to me. So that'll be a whole nother video, like why I got hold of the podcast of why I got into minimalism. But for today, these are the 5 tips as to 5 tips. What are they? The five things I've done to get started on my low waste journey. That's it. So, number 1, it's no new clothes. So since October, when I started back at uni and I knew I didn't have it in my budget to buy new clothes, I kind of challenged myself to not buy any, because even when I don't have the money to buy new clothes, I'll get it from somewhere. Like I'll scrimp from somewhere else, or I'll like underdo my food shop for the weeks, like not to the point I'm starving, just to the fact I'm not buying as much as I usually do. But yeah, or I'll just buy the clothes and think about where the money's going to come from later. And 9 times out of 10, I did not need those new clothes. So since October, I've decided no new clothes. You have everything you need. I've got winter clothes, I've got a winter coat, I've got fall clothes, like I had everything I needed. So I've been going on, not bought anything, that's a lie. The only thing I bought in that time is a play suit, I guess. No, it's like a coverall, but shorts, dungaree. I don't know what you'd call it. But it's amazing. It's lilac. And I wore it to my club night. And so comfortable, ethical, and sustainable. It's from Lucy and Yak. It was in the sale. So I justified it because, like I said, it's ethical, sustainable, and it was on sale, meaning it was like dead stock anyway. So I've kind of repurposed it in a sense. Like I got a deal out of it, but also they had to get rid of that because they didn't want it for the next season or the next year. And I don't know where it'd end up if I didn't buy it. The packaging, it came in a recyclable bag, which now I've done more research. I'm not actually sure if it was really recyclable or if compostable. I'm not sure if it was really compostable or if it needed chemicals to be composted. But, you know, it came in that. Then it came in this nice, rather than being in plastic packaging within that, it was in a, what do you call it? Like a fabric bag, which is made out of scraps from another product they make. So that was really nice. And I still have that bag and I use it when I go travelling to put my dirty washing in because it's not too big and not too small. It's great. And then the actual product itself, the cardboard for like the business cards and stuff that were in there, they were made of recycled cardboard, and the paper I recycled after the invoice, like I recycled that after. So that's the only item of clothing I've bought in the past 2 months now. And moving forward, I'm not buying any new clothes, as in brand new clothes. Anything that I'm going to buy is going to be sustainable. So it'll be either dead stock that I find on eBay. See, this is my problem, actually. Actually, this will be a whole other podcast. Oh, we've got two new podcasts out of this one so far. This is amazing. So yeah. No new clothes, meaning nothing brand new. Well, no new clothes till December, and no fast fashion after that. Only ethical and sustainable stuff. That's the way we're moving forward. That took a while to get out, didn't it? Oh my God, if you're still here, you're amazing. Right, point two is a social media call. So obviously, I'm yawning a lot, it's like 7:15, sorry. So, social media, you hear it around everywhere that social media is giving teens anxiety, it's like everyone's comparing themselves, and yeah, they are, everyone is comparing themselves, because if you've got a feed full of people whose background you don't fully understand or know, who you idolise, who only show the highlights of their life, which you already assume to be perfect anyway, you are going to drive yourself crazy comparing yourself to them and trying to achieve their life. Like, one thing that I'm so glad I got my head around last year is not even you're comparing your step one to their step five, you're comparing your life to theirs. And if you look back at where you are now, and if someone on the street met you and said hi, and they didn't know anything about you and your history, they're going to think XYZ, when really it's like ABC. And you're doing that like on social media. As much as you think you know these influencers, or as much as you think you know some of people like who aren't friends of yours but they're acquaintances, and you think, oh my God, she's the same as me, and this, that, and the other, she can do this, they can do that, they can do this, they can do that, but you don't know if they're from money, you don't know what they've been through to get to where they are. You don't know what other struggles they have. You might find something really easy and they might find it difficult. You might have like a great group of friends and they might be in one full of like absolute rats. So that was one thing I got my head around. But then the social media call I've done recently is to do with conscious consumption. So I was looking at my YouTube suggested, and I think they give you like 8, don't they? And I think 6 of them were suggestions for hauls, and I was like, why? I don't have, well, this is what I realised when I stopped buying clothes. I have no need to watch hauls because I'm not buying anything. There's no need for me to know what's out there because I am not going to be purchasing, and I don't have the money to be purchasing at that time. I didn't have the money. So that's what stopped me from watching hauls. I was like, it's just a bit upsetting me. It wasn't upsetting me, actually. It just made me feel inferior. Like, they could go out and buy all these things, but I can't. Again, that thing about comparison. So the social media cull. I went onto my YouTube and I unfollowed the beauty gurus that were just using products I either couldn't afford or didn't. Yeah, I just couldn't afford them. So then they made me feel a bit insignificant. And then I went on to Instagram. Oh, I did this on YouTube as well. And I got rid of any fashion bloggers or like Instagrammers that basically either their style didn't align with mine or their mindset didn't align with mine or just the shots they were portraying. Like, some of them I did follow because they were creative shots and gave me ideas for locations to shoot. But most of them I just followed because, I don't know, I ever felt like I had to, or there was a vibe about them that at the time enticed me. But now, just the excess of consumption, like, why? You do not need all those clothes. Like, if you like them and if they bring you like value and if that's how you want to live your life, then okay. But I don't understand that. And to be honest, I've never understood that because I've always had quite a small wardrobe. But now, when I'm looking on my socials feed, I don't want to be surrounded by that. I spend a lot of time on my phone. Like, I think yesterday I looked at my Instagram and it said that I spent 3 hours on there. So for 3 hours of my day, I'm surrounding myself with people who don't align with my values or where I see myself in the next year to 3 years, not even 5 and 10 years, like in the not too distant future. If they don't align with the lifestyle I want to be having, why am I going to spend 3 hours a day with them? Doesn't make sense. The same way you wouldn't surround yourself with someone who brings you down in the real world, so you wouldn't optionally go and have dinner with someone who's literally there just chatting shit for 3 hours, because that's essentially what it is. What they're putting out there isn't what you want to consume, so it's shit. So I went through my Instagram and unfollowed loads of people. YouTube, same again, unsubscribed, and started on YouTube to reset my suggested. I followed people that are putting out videos that I want to watch. So loads of people who do low impact living, sustainable fashion, minimalism, capsule wardrobes, stuff like that. Then point two is the wardrobe sort. So on the back of No New Clothes, I went into my wardrobe and essentially decluttered anything that didn't fit, anything that I wasn't going to wear in the next year, haven't worn in the past year. I sorted into a pile. And luckily, there's a clothes swap at uni in the coming week. So everything, all my clothes are in good condition. And I was listening to a podcast the other day that said that, I can't remember the percentage, but a very high percentage, well, too high of a percentage of the clothes that you give to a charity shop don't actually make it into resale. Like, some of them go to other countries, some of them stay here and get sold, and then most of them get, well, I don't know if it's most, another percentage of them get burnt because they're essentially waste. If you're donating a £2 Primark t-shirt, who are they giving that to? So what they do with the waste is burn it, and I don't want that to happen. So everything I've got, I've bagged up, and I'm going to take it down to the donation bin for the clothes swap. And they can give it, at least then, it's got a higher chance of being given to someone else rather than being thrown in the bin. And I think what they're doing with the clothes that aren't swapped is they're donating them to charity and homeless shelters. So that's another step. I've added a step in between getting it to the charity shop, like I've tried. I could have sold them on eBay, but I don't have the time or the patience for that or Depop right now. And as much as I would like the money, that's just not a priority for me in the next coming weeks. And the clothes would just be sat there. So there was no point in me just having them lingering, because that's what stopped me for the past 2 weeks. Me thinking like, oh, I could sell them. And then never did. So step four is having a water bottle and travel mug. So this is something that I've done for a while, but I'm guessing it, well, looking back, it was kind of my first step to being zero waste. So before I started uni, I got the Brita filter water bottle in a set with the jug and a sport water bottle. At the time, I was just consuming, so I didn't think about what they were made of. They're BPA-free, which I know is something you're supposed to avoid. I couldn't tell you why, but yeah, they're BPA-free. And it was a good deal. The jug fits in the fridge amazingly, and the water in Lancaster is always warm, so I like to fill up a water bottle and have it in the fridge. Then I've got the sport water bottle for the gym, and then the other water bottle for every day, which sounds ridiculous now because you do not need two water bottles. You only need the one, especially when they're both made of plastic. But anyway, so I do have a water bottle. Until it breaks, I'm not going to get a new one that's made of a more sustainable material. The plastic... for the filters, I mean, I've not got any of the filters anymore, and I don't think I'll be buying any of them. Like, UK tap water is drinkable to an extent, like, so I'll just go with that until I learn more about water and I'm put off from it. Then my travel mug, again, I just bought it because I don't want to be using single use. Well, I bought it because I needed something to put my tea in when I was going out of the flat, but now when I do take it empty, when I go down to Greg's or if I go and get a tea from anywhere, because I don't drink coffee, I drink tea. But yeah, again, that isn't made, the inside of it's stainless steel, but the outside of it does have plastic, and it's to insulate it. And I'm like, now I know more about this stuff, I wish I hadn't bought it. But at the same time, I do have it, so I'm going to use it until it breaks. And then when it does, I can buy one that's more sustainable. It's equally as wasteful for me to just go and buy a new water bottle when I don't need one, just to, me doing that would be me doing it for the, what's the word? Not to do it for show, but for the, not connotation, what's the word? Oh, the word that basically means I have this water bottle, and me having this stainless steel water bottle means this, this, and this to you. And also to me, like, it shows you that I'm eco-friendly. Like, me having my plastic water bottle doesn't display my sustainability, because again, it is plastic. But I know that I've not gone out and bought three single-use plastic water bottles this week because I have this water bottle. And if I'd have thrown that away, I'd have just been creating waste. And the only thing I could do with it is give it to a charity shop. But again, I don't know that it's going to be sold. So I might as well just use it until it breaks, and then when it does, we'll go from there. Then, one thing, the final thing on this list, which has ended up being a bit of a ramble, but I hope I'll recap at the end. So one thing that I'm going to start doing today is tracking my trash. So all the waste that I produce, from tissues to veg peelings, all of it, I'm gonna basically bag up, and in that bag, at the end of the week, I'm gonna see where my highest areas of waste are. So at the moment, I think it's gonna be food wrappers, but I don't know what it'll be at the end of the week, we'll see. And also, Rob, I'm not gonna change my consumption habits yet, I just wanna see where they are first, and then after this week is where I'll look at sit down, look at where I've spent, look at where my waste comes from, and then I will just probably do a blog post about it, if I'm honest, and then also comment on what changes I think I can make. There are a few things I know that I do already, so like when I need carrots, I'll only buy about 3 or 4 of the single carrots rather than buy like a whole kilogram or 500 gram bag of carrots, which I'm just never going to use. But what else do? I don't know what else I buy that's not in a package. That's why I think food's going to be my biggest area of waste. Also, food that goes off before its sell-by date, food that goes off before I've eaten it, that's, again, me buying too much food each week. So I'm going to take pictures of what's left on my plate and what food I throw away before I throw it away. just not, see, this is where I don't want it to get sticky, because obviously there's the whole old British mentality of like, finish everything on your plate, but then there's also the new wave of like, don't feel pressured to eat all your food, you can always eat it later. So at the moment, again, I'm not going to change my habits. I'm going to keep it for a week and see where my waste's coming from. And then we're going to sit down and reflect and write up the ways I can change my habits. So those are the 5 points. This was a bit rambly, but at least we found our groove now. So just to recap, point one is buying no new clothes from now to December. After that, only buying sustainable ones. Sustainable, ethical. Yeah. That. And then, see, even this list is rambly. Jesus Christ. Point two is the social media detox cull, I guess you'd call it. Going through and making sure everyone that you follow is adding value to your life and that their ideals align with yours. Obviously with your friends, sorry, on this point, obviously with your friends, they might not all agree, but the value that they add is social. To whereas with random influencers, you don't know them. Like, what are you doing? Come on, you can unfollow and no feelings will be hurt. Then point three was sorting my wardrobe, bagging everything up for the clothes swap, which I've done. Number four that I did was buying a water bottle and a travel mug. Again, they're plastic, but I'm not gonna repurchase that, like a plastic one, and I'm not gonna buy a stainless steel or a more sustainable one until they're gone. And number five is tracking my rubbish. So tracking my trash, I'm gonna not throw anything into like the massive bins. I'm gonna have it all in my trash bag, I guess, and at the end of the week review it all and probably do a podcast and blog post about my findings of where my areas of high waste are and the swaps I'm going to make. So yeah, thank you for listening. We're getting into the groove of this. You can follow me on Instagram at tylgrnt, so it's Tylgrnt, which is my name without the A's in it. You can, obviously you're on the blog, or maybe you're not if you're listening on Apple. I have a blog called Okay What Next. So that blog as well is all about becoming a sustainable adult. Sustainable in all means, all areas of your life. The latest blog post is about how I get out of a funk. And yeah, this podcast is now over. I hope you have a wonderful week and have learned something, or this has inspired you to start your zero waste journey. Low waste. Let's go with low waste. That's where we're starting, because zero is like such a, yeah, it was low. Zero is a goal, and we will get there one day, but we are going low waste, low impact. Low impact, I think, sums it all. Oh, there's so many terms. I'm just going to stop talking now. Thank you. Bye.